The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. 10:05 ESPN 97.5. We're late. You know why we're late, though? The dude who's about to make all the noise leaving the room?
Yeah. He's been terrible
throughout the day.
That's
the first break. And what has AJ sent? Ron Swanson looking at his watch.
Well, he's listening. We know he's listening.
Yeah. Just Lance screwed the whole thing.
Did
you
see that report I sent you?
What report?
People's listening habits, they're now listening 75 minutes later than
they used to. 8:30 started at 8:30 now? Yeah.
Like if you're a 7 o'clock listener, this is nationally. That's what a poll found.
You don't have to get up.
Yeah.
Lay in bed. Then get up when you want.
Well, and I would imagine a lot fewer people are because they don't have to get in their car.
Yeah, you work from home or you're not working at all, unfortunately.
I'm telling you, I heard yesterday, if they shut down the city again, that a bunch of businesses are going to go, screw you, I ain't shutting down.
Well, I get that completely. Unfortunately, that drastic measure should have happened and stayed a thing longer than it did. Because I keep quoting the CDC person. The CDC person didn't say you had to shut everything down. They just said wear a mask for 6 weeks and we'd be okay.
Yeah. Well, but I've also, the death rate is so much lower than they thought. Even though our morgues are filling up. Did you see the story this morning? In San Antonio, they're bringing in refrigerated trucks to keep the dead people.
Oof.
Yeah.
What happened to all those boats? Those giant, you remember? Like it was like from the U.S. Navy. It was going to be a hospital boat.
Yeah. What about Reliant? What about we had a hospital, like a $35 million hospital built there, and then we just tore it down. It's okay. And we do need it. Wait.
Oh, so you're telling me the government's response to this has been completely screwed up? Is that what you're talking about?
I would say this, and I heard Fred and AJ talking about it yesterday, that all our leadership has failed.
I wouldn't say on the local. I wouldn't say necessarily on the local, and even some governors. I mean, it all trickles down, and from the top. And this is not even just a shot at the president. It's just the federal government itself has not been great. But you saw the article. Governors themselves are like, we were getting no leadership from the top, so we had to take the matters into our own hands.
You know,
to figure it out.
It's funny though, the depression or the plagues that hit us early, like 1900. You know what the government never thought of? Let's just pay everybody. You know what? Everybody, guess what? You're on your own. At least this government said, you know what? We're handing out money.
That's true.
Now, it's going to catch up, and it's going to be terrific for the future generations with the deficit that we've created. But back in the day, they just said, fend for yourself, people.
Yeah, and you see people who, the Twitter people of the world say, look, you can find, all of a sudden they scrounge up money for this, but they can't find money for this. I have
found so much money for everybody. It's ridiculous how much money they found for everybody.
True, but if you're not on, I don't know exactly how it works. I obviously didn't go on unemployment through this. I know you got a $600 bonus if you're laid off because of COVID stuff. Like that $1,200 stimulus check, people aren't thrilled because it only lasts for a month and rent is due. So we all know people are suffering in different ways. I don't know what the numbers state, but Canada was like, we're just going to pay you until this is over. And then once it's over, all right. Well,
then watch our economy collapse.
Well, what is happening to our economy?
Yeah. Well, no, we're giving $600,000. We're giving Tom Brady $350,000. We're giving millions of dollars to a hospital that has billions in storage. It's saved up.
I know it's more complicated than simply, hey, stop giving money to those businesses and give it to the people. I know because those people are actually keeping people employed, so that money, the trickle-down stuff. But it just feels a little dirty when Tom Brady's got some in between $350K and $1 million for his business.
Yeah.
And then there are other people who can't make rent.
That's America. That's the world, though. Tom Brady's Tom Brady, and you're not. Tom Brady should have never applied for that.
That's what I'm saying. I've accepted I'm not Tom Brady when it comes to playing football. I don't think the and other people have as well. That's just how it goes. But the people who have to scrounge to find a way to pay for things now, and during this time shouldn't have to. I don't feel should have to accept. Well, TB12, his company,
right,
gets a loan.
Well, and then okay, there's the people starve, and then there's the other side with restaurants can't find employees to work because they're making more money sitting at home.
There's always that argument from people who go, I don't even know how we got to here. Always that other argument from people who are like, well, if you paid them a better wage, this wouldn't be a problem.
Well,
yeah, that's the argument.
Listen, you're a waiter or a waitress or a bartender or whatever. You're limited on how much you're going
to
make.
Certainly, that's why people say, look, I get it. They don't want to come back to work because you weren't paying them a living wage to begin with.
The government is giving them so much that they don't. That it's not worth working. That's a problem. That seems to be a problem. Well, that leadership has totally failed us. I don't believe that. There's no playbook for this thing. There's none.
No.
We got a pandemic.
The issue is, if you have that viewpoint, you can look at other countries and go, well, their leadership didn't have a playbook, and they found a way.
What did they find a way to do? You think other people in other countries aren't suffering? Of course they are.
But they're back to some reason. Some normalcy before we're going to be.
Well, they're... Well, we just like we're super spreaders.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you hold that opinion that leadership has failed us, I said it before. This is a male American failure all around. People are selfish. Leadership didn't know what to do. Some other countries, because of I guess their lack of freedom, they're used to their lack of freedom. They're like, what do you want us to do? Stay in our homes for a month, and if we do come out, we wear a mask. And if we're caught not wearing a mask, you're gonna fine us to hell. Okay. That doesn't fly here.
No, we don't care. We're gonna shoot people. So what was it? Walmart that's requiring masks?
Yeah,
how many people will die over this?
Look, we're talking about the clientele of Walmart and how they respond to things. I don't wanna get into the gallows stuff about how many people are gonna die, but I don't think it's gonna be taken well because people aren't gonna go there and not know this is the case. I think Walmart's probably July, late July, like July 20 something or whatever. So they're giving people some leeway. Hey, remember, you're gonna have to wear a mask. But that first day when someone doesn't remember or didn't even hear it, walks in and goes, "What? I can't know you." But it's gonna be an issue.
Yeah,
for plenty of people.
Oh no, there's gonna be an issue. Apparently, there's a guy in a shopping cart. That is all he was trying to. He was going to throw the shopping cart at the manager of the store, but then he got stuck in the shopping cart.
I've seen it.
You saw it?
It's almost like a cartoon.
Yes, and he's literally stuck and can't get out.
Did you see an image or a video? Because I am appreciative of no one trying to help him. If you pick up a cart to toss it and you get stuck in it, that's on you.
That's on you.
Call someone. Get some family here because we're not helping you. Hey, man. That's a survival of the fittest. If you can't throw a shopping cart without getting stuck in it, that's how you live in for now.
I don't know if Holly's LOL. America's handled COVID the worst of any country. No, we really haven't. No, we really. I'm sure that there are a lot of countries.
What about?
I'm not sure if she's being sarcastic. You can't tell on Twitter.
What about developed countries?
Developed countries? I don't know. I can't tell you what every country did. I really can't. I'm going to bet you Greece didn't handle it all that well.
Let's see where Greece is.
Greece doesn't handle
anything well.
Anything well. They had it. Germany owns Greece because they're so poor at running a country.
Well, Greece currently, as I look, Greece's highest COVID cases since this started daily was 156. At least that's what they reported. Currently, they're at 23. That was yesterday reported.
23 COVID cases? In all of Greece?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
All right.
Well, we're making jokes about what's being reported and what's not. We already talked about what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Well, now the government, now the administration has the numbers as opposed to the CDC.
I'm sure we're going to get.
Guess what's going to happen?
Sure, we're going to get accurate numbers.
Yep. Well, look at it. It's amazing. It went down.
Greece, a total.
But you know what is what's amazing has gone down? Is the death rate.
Just so we don't dunk on Greece too much, total of 193 deaths in Greece. And us, 138K. So I feel like Greece has handled it better. I know we have a higher population. I get all that. But numbers say, and even if you do it to with the appropriate rate, they've handled it better than us.
Are you okay? And what's their economy like? And how are people eating? And how are That's a question.
Well, they were starving before this, weren't they?
That's right. And so I'm not sure Greece's government handles anything better. Just because, you know what? Everybody stay inside, but you're not going to be able to eat. We don't have anything for you, but stay inside.
Well, we didn't have anything for you before, but now when you're about dying for starvation, right. You're not spreading anything.
Now watch this. Hey, Germany, we need some more money. Can you buy us?
I don't know if you're going to win this battle about who's handled it worse. I don't think you got – if you're talking about countries who have infrastructure and money, I don't feel like we're going to win this battle.
Well, wait a minute. So how are we blaming that all on – we got to take a break. How are we blaming that all on the government as opposed to the people?
No, she said America. She didn't just say the government, right? She said America's handled
it. I'm talking about the country. I'm talking about the government. And
so Greek people and other people around the world are less selfish is what you're saying?
I'm saying that emphatically. It's 7:15. It's 7:15. It's 10:15 ESPN 975.
ESPN 97. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Oh my goodness. Did you see this? Did you see the crane? It's a giant crane. And, you know, one of those wrecking ball kind of cranes. And it's got the claw, and it picks up a basketball, swings back and forth, and flings the basketball into the basket. Makes the basket.
I think I've seen that before. I'm not sure which video you're talking about, but I've seen that where they have those.
That is, you are really, really good at your job if you're able to swing a wrecking ball with a basketball in it and make a basket.
How many feet away was he for the shot?
It seems like, I don't know, it seems like a half court or so. I don't know.
Does it fly with I forgot the name of the people who
maybe
run
shorter
sites.
Huh?
The person who runs that site, are they going to be thrilled with you for doing something like that, for perfecting that? Like, hey, you're the crane operator. Why do you know so much? How have you timed this so well that you know how to make shots? I'd be like, there's no work to be done. How long did it take you to figure this out?
Yeah. Oh, breaking news. Justin Verlander will start opening day against the Mariners.
Was it going to be anything but that as long as he's healthy?
No.
Is it breaking news?
No. It's breaking news because it just was announced. So it's breaking news. Is Chuck here?
Yes.
Chuck wants to talk on the radio. Let's get him in here. Hey, Chuck.
What's going on, fellas?
What do you say, pal?
Oh, man, I just wanted to comment. I mean, well, what y'all were saying just a couple minutes ago, I think it's a little simplistic to say that how America has handled all this, just for the simple fact that only in America do you have 30 different types of voices all being heard at the same time, disagreeing at the same time. It's not a political statement either way, because neither side works for each other. The media is on one side sensationalizing everything. You never know what's really coming out, what is true or not. And that is a price of freedom. But to say that 134,000 nobody's death is good, but hey, man, I mean, it is what it is because of where you live. They'll actually suggest that, well, because of our freedom, you know, we're not used to doing what we're supposed to do. Hey, man, there is no playbook. There is no blame. This is all part of what life is. Y'all have a good day, guys. Love you, show.
Yeah, it's amazing we get anything done ever.
No, I heard what he said, but I disagree. I mean, we didn't handle this well.
Yeah.
We didn't handle it well. I mean, there's proof. We could talk about limiting deaths or what the right number of deaths are.
But we have 138,000 deaths, but what's the rate?
I don't
should again, get, how many people got it and how many?
Well, the point is, it's not about, well, that has less to do with how we handle that. It's just how the virus affects people. Because whether the virus was more deadly, then more people would have died. My point is, the deaths are the biggest issue because it's a loss of life. But the ability to avoid getting the virus is something we didn't handle. The fact that people are arguing about whether to wear a mask or not.
That's on us again.
I'm not blaming the government. Yeah. I said the America as a whole has failed.
No. Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, you know, America hasn't held it well. No, America sucks at this.
Yeah. The playbook is you can trust government officials or not. You can trust the CDC or not. But if they tell you mask can limit the virus and you're fighting it because of freedoms, I feel like we're failing each other as a people. That's all. And then you can get into the politics of it or not. But as a human beings, we didn't do a good job for each other in this country.
Yeah. Hey, knowledge is power. Did you see? The McNair family had a powerful conversation with Sylvester Turner about his journey to becoming the mayor of Houston and how we can come together as a city in
knowledge
this tough time.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Just so you know. Okay? So, McNair's are doing stuff. Meeting with the mayor. And getting some knowledge.
I thought Cal had all the knowledge.
No, he's getting knowledge. He's getting knowledge. Other countries have made their citizens buy it. You're right. You know, Italy was practically a military state.
Everyone was looking at Italy like, what the hell is going on?
What are you doing?
And they found a way.
We have a man who made fun of the virus from day one, refused to wear a mask. Now governors do the same. It's mainly on them. There's some truth to that. Yeah.
There's been an issue from the top down.
So have you seen, did you see that Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick broke up?
I did see that.
Did you see why?
Well, apparently he's with another famous Hollywood person. Well, not that Danica was so Hollywood. She got famous for sports. But, yeah, Shailene Woodley, the actress.
He's upgraded.
I don't make those types of...
I do.
I know you do, so I'll let you do it. She, if you don't know her, she was in the Divergent stuff, which was a young adult adaptation from book to movies. And she's also was in Pretty Little Liars. No, Pretty Little... No, what was it called? What's the show on HBO with Drew Barrymore? What's her name? Reese Witherspoon and others.
Liars.
It's Liars. Pretty Little Liars was a different type of show on ABC Family, I think. But yeah, she's in that on HBO. She's been in quite a bit. You would recognize her face.
No, I recognize her. He upgraded.
According to you. And he's also aged down as well.
Yeah.
She's 28.
Okay.
I forgot. I don't know how old Danica is, but she's not 28.
This is like a DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson trade.
I feel no. Danica's not David Johnson. You're being a little insulting.
I'm not a big Danica guy.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
To me,
a little out of order yourself.
Big Little Eyes is the name of the show.
To me, yeah, he just made a trade. He's Steve Kahn. Traded up.
It's not that drastic. It's not the same. You're being a little disrespectful.
Not me. I'm sorry.
You're comparing Danica to, I don't know, if Aaron Rodgers was dating Roseanne. That's the type of trade the Texans and Cardinals pulled off. He wasn't dating Roseanne before.
I don't know.
No, I know he wasn't dating Roseanne. I know that. He wasn't.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, you're not a fan of Danica, but that's your personal thing. Not everyone's not going to say that he made a Steve Keim type move.
Where did Danica win her race? The only race she won.
Was it in Japan or something?
Thank you.
What does that have to do with anything? That's just a fact. What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
10 years younger. Danica's 38. Shailene's 28.
Ooh.
Yeah, I told you. He de-aged.
Now, he's only 35, 36.
Which is, yeah, I'm not going after him because of the age difference between him and Shailene Woodley. I'm just saying.
That's not a big age difference.
No, I'm not attacking him for that. Yeah. I'm just saying his previous girlfriend, 38, his alleged new girlfriend, 28.
Right.
Yeah.
And?
I'm just giving you facts. I'm not
That's
giving
all.
An opinion.
That's all.
Did he, and we know him to have dated Olivia Munn as well.
Right.
And she's, she, so Aaron went from, she's not 40 at the time they broke up, but she's 40. Danica was 38. So he's like, man, 2 years ain't enough of an age difference. Let me go 10.
See?
Let me go 10.
He's upgrading all the way along.
You keep, you think.
So, he don't have Jeter's resume, but he's starting, they're starting to add up.
Yeah, I don't. Well, we know the those are at this point. We know of three famous women. I'm sure there are other women he may have dated we don't remember or know about. But yeah, Aaron was like two years younger ain't enough for me. Let's go 10. I mean, he ain't Leo yet, because Leo was like, if you 25, you're out.
No,
I don't. At one point, it was.
Well, he might go down there. He might be going. Well, you know what? Well,
Leo's older than Aaron Rodgers, so he might. But Leo was never going to date you if you reached the age of 26. You were out before then.
Right. 1028 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
You know what's next, Sean?
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go. Let's throw some shade. 713-780-3776. Who wants to throw some shade? There's a lot of shade to be thrown. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Throwing some shade next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, let's go. Who wants to throw some shade? It's 713-780-3776. Is there someone who wronged you this week? Could it be your wife? Okay. Could it be, I don't know, your boss? Did he do something? You know, sometimes you don't want to call. But it's amazing, Dell, how many people do. They'll call out their boss on this show and say what an a-hole their boss is. That, to me, is amazing, what you do. Or your wife or your girlfriend. If you have any issue with anyone, 713-780-3776. Let's go. Call in. Dell, are you ready?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. 713-780-3776. We start with Mito. What? ¿Qué pasó, Mito?
Hey. I need to throw shade at my homeboy on the PlayStation Network. Tear That, short for Tear That Ass Up. He was cussing out a whole bunch of kids last night on the PlayStation Network, and they banned me and him for a whole month, man. Now I can't play Call of Duty, man. Shade thrown.
Oh. Make some shade.
Well, that sounds, why, yeah. That, don't be cussing out kids, first of all.
Man, F them kids.
Yeah, well, and secondly, though, don't get on with your buddy that's going to cuss out kids and get you banned.
Well, he didn't know that his buddy was going to do that.
Well, but control your boy.
Are you refuting the shade?
Get your man.
Are you refuting?
No.
He sounds like you
no,
are.
No, I'm saying.
You, Mito told you what his buddy did, and you're blaming Mito.
Yeah, he said he's pissed at his buddy.
Well, and you're blaming Mito for it.
No.
Victim blamer?
I'm telling you right here and now, 713-780-3776. If you've got some shade for anyone here, you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. Who's up next? Oh, God. OU Mike. What's going on, OU Mike?
I was going to throw some shade. Are we throwing shade?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some shade at Walmart. I go in there, they have no idea when the Lance Zerline Songs of the South CD is going to be available. No information about the remix.
Hmm.
Shade thrown.
Shade thrown at Walmart.
Make some shade.
By the way, a couple of Walmarts are closing in the Houston area to disinfect.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think that maybe does Walmart have Songs of the South? Do you want to play? Do you
want to? I didn't want to refute the man because it's Throw Shade Thursday.
But
the whole it's still. I'm an independent distributor, and right. I don't have the big deals with Walmart yet. So, and plus, I would like the money to come directly to me. I don't want to give Walmart a cut. So, if you guys don't even know what OU Mike is talking about, it's understandable. But Lance on, was it yesterday?
Tuesday
put together an EP of his greatest hits. You didn't know this about Lance, but he's into Southern rockabilly, and this is what he gave us.
You hover above, rain hell below. Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers gonna throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass. Ah! Rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels, rebels, keep everybody in bondage.
Oh, way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
Lancerland songs.
Yeah, Songs of the South. Get ready. I mean, usually new music drops on Friday, so be ready for that around midnight for that to be on all your DSPs.
Let's get Eric in here. Hey, Eric.
Oh, he bitched out and hung up.
Eric, you little bitch.
Eric is gone.
You got any shade?
I was trying to think. I do have some shade for people who have jumped on the, you can't have sports. Now, clearly I'm biased. I want sports back, but sports can be done. I know people jumped on the MLS's back tournament because they had their issues, but we've had about a week of games since the last Corona positive case, and those even turned out to not be positive, and they're doing just fine. The NBA is about 14 days away. Baseball's coming back in about 8 days. It can be done. Momentum is building. Don't hate on people's ability or their want to watch sports. That's all. We love sports. I've had an issue this entire time with people who are just, no, you can't do it. You can't have sports. It can't be done. It can be done.
It can and is and will be done. And you know what? Anybody who says there won't be a college football season, suck it.
The Power Five has already put together. They were working in silence. They're putting together their COVID-19 guidelines. And that was great because it means they're actually trying to figure something out instead of just hoping and praying that it goes away. So I feel kind of good that we might have a fall season. It may start a little bit later, but I think because of what it means and the money it means, they're going to try to find a way to get it done this fall.
It doesn't start till October.
Yeah.
It doesn't start till October.
I see that being the case.
Maybe even, yeah, like the 8th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there. That's when it's going to start. And everybody else,
and you know what's going to happen? When college football announces that we're going to have sports, people are going to be, are they going to play? People are like, what? You can't do that. Meanwhile, you're all ignoring things that you don't care about. USL's playing. With fans in the stands, we know baseball is going to try to get it done.
Basketball is going to be there. Baseball is going to be there. And guess what?
It's going to happen.
And you don't want to wear a mask because your rights are being violated. So shut up. Shut up, all of you. I'm tired of whiny people, boy. This has brought out the whininess in everybody.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it can be done safely, I don't see why there's any reason, or as safely as possible, I don't see why there's any reason it can't be done. Eric is back, apparently.
Eric.
Hey, guys. I want to throw some shade at Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick for not listening to that hot Latina, Lena Hidalgo, when she said to wear masks. Now we're not going to have any great Dallas Cowboys football season now.
I'm make some shade.
Yeah, we are probably going to have Cowboys football. We're never having great Cowboy football season.
When's the last time there was a great Cowboys season?
No, 95 Eric, or so? Eric was accurate. We're not going to have a great college Cowboys.
Yeah, we're not
Cowboys.
Refuting. We agree with you, Eric.
Yeah, we can't refute it.
There will be a football season with the Cowboys involved.
But it won't be a great.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Going to suck, and your team sucks. So, congratulations. You were dead on that one, Eric. Crappiest Throw Shade Thursday ever?
Yeah, the people, what were we talking about that people called in about this week?
Oh, my God, the names. Horton Edges Groves.
Was that last week or this week?
It was this week. Wasn't it Monday?
I thought it was
Friday. Oh, maybe it was last Friday.
Yeah, and then we did something this week that people called in.
Yeah, it was last Friday.
About. People called in about something this week as well, but it might have been names as well. But other than name changes, people don't call in.
Yeah. No. Lazy. This is the laziest Thursday ever. Art, how about that, Art?
Art said something ugly. Seems like Walmart should be disinfecting, pandemic or not. Have you seen their customers?
That is ugly, Art. Art, how about this Throw Shade Thursday? You're the one who always wants it? It sucked. Your Throw Shade Thursday sucked.
Yeah, he doesn't ever call in to add to Throw Shade Thursday.
No. He's added nothing to the show. Okay? Nothing. So, all right. That's it. We're done. News of the Weird coming your way next. I got to tell you about Champion Energy right now, though. Be a champion. Get it's 9 bajillion degrees outside. If you're looking for the best way to save some money, all you have to do right now is go to champion.energy/1560. It will save. I paid my bill yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it was so nothing. Oh, here's the money. I don't care about it. It was nothing. And it's all because of Champion Energy. I love it. You'll love it too. And if you're looking for the best way to save money, stop. Champion.energy/1560.
Well, hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You know, maybe Holly was right. You know, other countries are doing it better. They're doing it smarter than we are. Like, for example, in Colombia. You know how they're doing it, though? The cartels are killing anyone who doesn't obey the COVID-19 lockdowns.
I'm telling you. We need a roving gang saying, if you don't listen to the rules, you die.
Guess what? That's right. We need, like, we could have the Mafia, or we could have Hell's Angels, or we could have...
Do we want to back down on the whole, hey, MS-13 is bad?
No, look what they could do for us. Kill anyone who just doesn't wear a face mask. Then what?
Deputize them and say, hey, guys, we've had issues with you, but if you maybe we can work together on something.
Yeah. So congratulations to Colombia. Meanwhile, back here, Georgia's governor is banning cities from ordering people to wear face masks.
What's his reasoning? Does he have a reason?
He is explicitly banning Georgia cities and counties from ordering people to wear a face mask. He voided orders on Wednesday that at least 15 local governments across the state had adopted, even though Kemp had earlier said cities and counties had no power to order masks during the coronavirus pandemic. He's all in, bro.
Well, he does. Part of this, his order, he did also make sure no more than 50 people can be together at one time, which seems like a lot right now. Renews business restrictions, protects the medically fragile, and strongly encourages Georgians. He strongly encourages Georgians to wear masks, but he won't allow cities to mandate that they wear a mask.
Well, Savannah Mayor Van Johnson, first local official to defy Kemp, ordered masks and said police would start writing $500 citations to businesses that didn't enforce the law. So, guess what?
So, Kemp is trying to play both sides. Please wear a mask. I really want you to wear it, but I'm not going to make you do it.
No. So, and isn't Georgia high death rate, too?
It was one of the places that opened before a lot of people thought they should have.
Anti-mask crowds filled Utah County meeting on mask mandate exemption request. Meeting was rescheduled due to health concerns. People who couldn't wear a mask that wanted exemptions filled this courthouse, so they had to cancel it, the exemption.
And look, anyone who
you should see it, it's packed.
Anyone who wants to take a shot at us for how we were responding to this, you're more than justified. That is just stupid.
It's packed with people who aren't wearing masks because they should be exempt from wearing masks.
This is in Utah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I make the joke for you? Was it a lot of husband and their wives?
It's mostly women. They brought all their wives with.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of white people.
Do you think the judge or the person holding the hearing said that?
Excuse me. Frankly, there's just too many white people.
There were a lot of white people in this. A lot of white people. Apparently, teenagers are getting it right. They are now dressing up as mask-wearing grandmas trying to buy alcohol.
I guess anything to get your alcohol, I guess.
No, they're made up, going into 7-Eleven.
But don't you have to provide ID anyway?
You do, but I don't know. Maybe you just say, oh, I don't have it with me, Sonny.
Sonny. That's what gets you over.
So I went in the other night. My wife wanted a couple of bottles of wine late on Friday. And I went in, and I'm wearing my mask, and I didn't have ID.
And they told you what?
And I go up, and I go up, and I... And she was like, you don't have an ID? And I went, really? Really? Do you think I'm 21? And she asked the lady, the manager, is this, yeah, give him the wine. Well, it's fine.
I appreciate the non-manager, the non-decision maker saying, right. Hey, I'll go to my manager. She says, okay, I get that. I understand that. But some of it's like, look at me. Do you really think I'm one of those kids? But look, she's probably heard it enough. She's probably been drilled into her head. Make sure there's an ID. So she just deferred. How long did that transition take? A minute? Less than?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get upset. I was just like, really?
We have to play this game.
Really? Do we? Well, but she couldn't make that decision. So here's a nice story, Del. Apparently a social media influencer. She's 35. Well, she divorced and then married her 20-year-old stepson.
Ooh,
that seems a little, I don't know. Marina Balmasheva hails from Krasnodar Krai, Russia. That's okay. Yeah, she's Russia. Russian.
Yeah, whatever.
She's kind of hot.
This is always your line of demarcation. What does the offender look like?
If she's hot, what are you going to do?
You tell her, hey, that's still a crime.
It's not a crime.
Actually, it's not a crime. You're right. I was thinking something else. You're right. What? I don't even care. I mean, it's not illegal. It's just it just sucks for the dude.
It's the creepy. Guy,
it sucks for the husband.
What was going on? What was going on during the marriage?
I think we know the answer to that.
Hmm.
You're right. It's not illegal. Well, who am I to take a shot at her? Other than it's a little weird.
Creepy. A Russian police major fell from a window. It just so happened to be right after he testified against his boss.
Was his boss Putin? Because that's generally what happens.
Right. Well, maybe he was in the Putin army. I don't know. All I know is that does that sound a little fishy that he fell out of a window?
I think it's relatively consistent from what we've heard in Russia. What happens to people who go against the government, they generally fall out of windows to their death. So now it's happening in the private sector too?
He was a cop.
Oh, well, then that's still a government agency.
Right.
So it makes sense that he would fall out of a window.
Right. Am I right?
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
What was the charge against the boss?
I don't...
It's just Russian corruption. We're just going to go with corruption?
Just the usual corruption stuff in Russia.
It makes sense. Government agency, guy falls out of a window to his death before he was going to, maybe make the government look bad. Par for the course.
Yeah. So that just happens. That happens. Did you see the shark named Helen? Apparently drowned a great white. It's the first known attack of its kind.
So what type, do we know what type of shark Helen was? Oh, she drowned. Drowns a whale.
You said drowned a whale. You said, great white shark okay. Documented drowning a humpback whale and the first ever such attack to be recorded.
So how do you...
I'm looking at it, man.
So it bit it. How do you drown a whale? Like, how does a shark hold a whale underwater?
Well, it appears that the whale is bleeding from its tail and then and injured and then took it down. We were talking about one of the planet's largest predators attacking and killing one of the world's largest species. Just fascinating.
That is nuts.
Not for the whale.
No, well, it's not a fascinating thing for the whale. You're just dead.
Helen bites the juvenile whale's tail, possibly aiming for a vein to bleed it to death before putting her weight on its head and dragging it underwater.
Golly, that's one meticulous shark.
And whales drown?
That's what I'm saying. Well, they do have to get air at some point, so
I guess.
Because and the shark has gills. I don't know marine biology, but that's, how long can a whale stay underwater is the point, because that shark must have laid on that whale's head for a long time.
Yeah. No, this was a pretty first known of its kind. So apparently Kanye West is back in the race.
Is he?
He filed his first paperwork to run for president, makes it onto the Oklahoma ballot. This is the story yesterday in People magazine.
Kanye West hasn't dropped out. He's working to get on the ballot.
Less than 2 weeks after tweeting that he was running for president this year, he filed his paperwork in Oklahoma on Wednesday to qualify him to run as an independent on the November ballot.
He paid the $35,000,
yeah,
to get on the ballot.
Wow.
Well, if you are...
Republicans already had Oklahoma.
Yeah, if you're of the Biden camp, you're like, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's fine.
You want to try Alabama, too?
Just don't go into Florida.
Stay out of Florida.
And Michigan.
And Wisconsin, please. Yeah. We're trying to do something there.
We're trying to get a little bit ahead there. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you see Kim as our first lady?
Well, Melania is the first lady. What's the difference?
Oh, big difference.
What is it?
Have you ever seen the two of them from behind? There's a big, big difference.
Why does it always have to go to there for you?
Well, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I see them as... I mean, I don't...
What do you see them as?
Melania.
What do you see Kim Kardashian as?
She's an entrepreneur, a billionaire.
Is she?
Actually, yes. That's her... Yes. Actually, there is...
When she's sitting on that fence?
What fence?
When she took the nude photo sitting on the fence, is that what you saw, was an entrepreneur?
I didn't see those photos. I don't care to see her naked. Actually, they are different. Melania is the wife of a rich guy. We haven't seen his taxes, but we're told he's a rich guy. And then Kim is just a rich woman, an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, with the help of her mom in that video. Mm-hmm. But still capitalized on the fame. Can't knock her for that.
You think she could afford Tom Cruise's helmet from Top Gun? Would you want to buy Maverick's helmet from Top Gun?
The original?
It's being auctioned. Yes, the one he wore.
No, I don't care. What's it going to be? What's it going to cost?
Starting as low as 100. 20 years. I don't know what it's going to cost.
What's your favorite movie? Is there something from one of your favorite movies that you want? Like, I'm not saying you have to spend $25,000 on it, but is there some memorabilia?
It looks like it's going to go from $50,000 to $70,000.
Yeah, I don't care about stuff.
Is there something from a movie
that you would like? Like, you don't have to pay for it. Let's say, hey, this is something really cool from a movie. You want this? What is? Can you even think of anything? Because
Russell Crowe's sword from Gladiator. Gladiator?
Okay, because off the top of my head, I can't think of something that I would even be that interested in.
Or the bat they use to beat and Goodfellas.
They used to beat.
Keep them here. Keep them here.
No. You insulted them a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And they showed what happens when you're a little disrespectful.
Yep. That would be cool to have. That would be great.
Apparently there's a debate.
I want the cannolis from...
Leave the cannolis?
From Godfather. No, there were no cannolis in Godfather.
what was the line, though? There was some blank, blank, leave the cannolis. What was that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what whoever texted you talking about.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah, leave the cannolis. A debate before we go. Please settle a debate. Melania or Ivanka from Land of
Steve? Ivanka.
Yeah.
Ivanka. Crushes to me anyway.
I'm taking Ivanka too.
Yeah, no, Ivanka crushes. I don't even know that's not even close.
What made her so much more attractive is her holding that can of Goya beans yesterday.
She's just attractive, period.
No, the Goya beans put me over the top.
10:55, we're done. The press box next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.